First of all, good evening, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. Fasting okay for those who are fasting. And thank you for joining at such the end of a long day. So I want to share with you, I'm going to keep it short, like I promised, not more than 20 minutes, and a short, beautiful, beautiful svasama, something that we would not want to miss. So we're going to start like this. Today, Shabbat of Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz. So what do we know happened today? There were five things that the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah Masechet Tainus, five things happened today. Number one, we'll go through them quickly. Number one was the breaking of the Luchas. That's what we're going to talk about at length soon. The breaking of the Luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu, he broke the Luchas on this day. The second one was the Karban Tamid, the daily sacrifice. They stopped bringing it up on the 17th of Tammuz. They breached the city. Apostamus, a wicked person, he burnt the Sefer Torah, and they put a tzalim, they put an avodah zara inside the heichal. Those are the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. So now, tonight, I want to share with you a thought from the Svasemas on the breaking of the luchas. So he says like this: What was the process? Moshe Rabbeinu is up in Shemaim, he's up in heaven, and he goes and he's coming down. They're waiting for him. The nation's waiting for him. He's coming down with the luchas. The first luchas, tablets. He comes down and he sees that the people have served the golden calf, the chet ha'egel, and he decides on his own to break them. He takes the luchas and he smashes them. Now, that means that they were broken. They're gone. Totally gone. The first luchas are gone. Now, having said that, our sages teach us that the pieces, the broken shards of the Aron, the broken pieces of these first luchas, we still have them. And they're inside the Aron that was in the Mishkan, that same Aron that moved to the Beis HaMikdash. And even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we know that the Aron was hidden deep, deep under the ground. We don't know where it is, but we still have that Aron today. If you would find the Aron today and you would look inside it, you would find the pieces, the broken pieces of the first luchas. Now, the question is like this. The question is that what is the purpose of keeping these pieces of the luchas? If they're broken, if the luchas were taken away, we don't have the luchas anymore. Can I ask anybody who's not muted just to mute because I'm hearing some background? Maybe I'll see if I could do that. Participants, give me a second. Okay. So, if we know that the luchais were, we know that the luchais were broken. We don't have the luchais anymore. They were broken. But the pieces we still have. Now, why do we still have the pieces? It has to be, if we still have the pieces of the arm, gotta be that there's something there that we didn't lose completely. And that's something that I want to talk about. So he says like this. This is a very classic Svasemis. And he quotes a Gemara. And he expounds on the Gemara with a concept that says like this. Anything that comes down from Shemayim, anything good that ever comes down from Shemayim, it never gets taken away. It only becomes hidden. Maybe you can't see it. But anything good that ever came down from Shemayim, Hashem never puts his hand back down into the world and takes back something that he gave. Anything that comes, we have forever. There's so many things that we got that we lost. I'll give you an example. On the first day of creation, there was light. Well, towards the beginning, there was incredible light. Yehi Or, there was light that was so powerful that you could see from one end of the world to the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world wasn't worthy of it. There was going to be Rasha'im and wicked people. So what did he do with it? Did he take it away? It doesn't say he took it away. It says that he hid it. He hid that light. That means that he never stuck kaviyachol, so to speak. He didn't put his hand in and take it back. He left it here, but he hid it. But once that light was given to the world, it was given. And we know the crowns that were given to us at Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, those crowns we got and they were taken away. But we get them back on Shabbos. That means that they're still somewhere around here in this world. We don't have access to them, but they're here. Anything that comes down from Shemayim, once it's given, never becomes taken away. It comes, we have it forever. That means that today, the 17th of Tammuz, the first luchas were given and they were never taken away. They weren't taken away. So we have them, but where are they? They're broken. This is the secret. The answer is, the concept of them breaking means that the first luchos had a property in them that our sages teach us. You learned Torah, you studied them, you never forgot it in your life. There wasn't such a thing. If we would still have a complete first luchos, if they wouldn't have been broken, those luchos are so powerful. The Torah that we would learn would have been so powerful that we would imbibe a spiritual concept into us and we would hold on to that concept forever. It would become part of our essence. The way I like to think of it is like this. If anybody heard the WhatsApp this morning, it's I said it in short over there, but I'm going to expand on it a little bit better. We don't forget who our essence is. We forget the very external stuff. We may not remember always, what did I eat for breakfast? What did I do? I met somebody on the street. What was my interaction with him? What did I say to him? But we never, ever forget that we have a nose, that we have fingers and toes, that we're breathing. We never forget the things that are part of our essence. The only things we forget are things that are very external. Something that's a part of us, we never forget. How is it that we study Torah, and we all do this, we study Torah, and we think we're never going to forget it, and a day later, we're scratching our heads, and we don't remember it. We don't remember it. It came and it went. We have some vague recollection that one time we spoke about this, and it comes and it goes. How is that possible? That is what happened today on the 17th of Tammuz. What happened with the breaking of the first luchos was that when we study Torah, it's not automatic that that Torah becomes part of our neshama, part of our essence. It's broken. It could come and it could go. It's possible for us to go through a spiritual experience. How many of us have been through an elevated, uplifting time? It could be a Yom Kippur. It could be a Tisha B'Av. It could be one of the festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Chanukah, whatever it is. We went through an uplifting time and it came and it went. And it didn't become necessarily a part of our essence forever. The reason is because the first luchos were broken. As long as we would have had the first luchos, any spiritual experience would become part and parcel of our essence. And you wouldn't have to say, well, what does it say in the Mishnah and in Tainus? What do you mean? Look inside you. Look at your fingers. How many fingers have you got? How many Mishnahs do we know? You would just read your heart and you would know automatically. But the luchos were broken. However, this is the big piece. The pieces are still there. That means it's not all lost because anything that comes down from Shemaim is not taken away. Once we got it, we got it. And today is a big day. Today, Shiva Asa B'Tamas is a big, joyous day from the fact that we got one of the biggest gifts that we ever received. We're also very sad that it got broken. But it's also a good day because we got the luchos. So what does it mean that we have the pieces? Our sages teach us that when the luchos were broken, the letters left and they flew up into the air. Now, we have to understand that when we read such a thing in Chazal, when our sages write such a thing, it's not just some, you know, fantastical type of story. Oh, the letters went flying in the air. They're obviously trying to convey to us something important. And what they're trying to convey to us is, says the Sfas Emes, that all the letters, that means all the properties of the first luchos, are all still here. They're just flying in the air. They're on top of us. It used to be that they were inside our hearts. Like the Pasuk says, Kosvein Aluach Libecha. It used to be that they were a part of us. Today, we don't have that. Today, they're not necessarily a part of us automatically. But the letters are all there. They're dancing in the air. The letters never went back to Shemayim. Hashem doesn't take anything back once he gave it. The letters are here. They're dancing in the air. And we could take those letters back. But we need to make a much bigger effort to take them back. The pieces are all there. Nothing was taken away. We just need to rebuild those pieces. We need to reach up and take those letters and make a letter mine and say that this ruchnis, this spiritual experience, I want to take this and make this a part of myself. But if we don't make that reach out to do it, it's not going to become a part of us. But all the pieces are there. The puzzle is there. It's just broken. But it's in the Aron. It's there today. All you got to do is make the effort to make that a part of yourself. And the Sfas Emes classically says that when is the time to do this? Of course, the Sfas Emes is going to say that the time to do this is on Shabbos. Because we know that on Shabbos, Shabbos, it says, Zachar v'shamar. We got to remember the day of Shabbos. Remembering the day of Shabbos means remembering, finding those pieces, finding those things that are broken, that are seem to be elusive. The letters are dancing in the air. The pieces are broken and they're hidden away. But on Shabbos, we could remember deep, 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 much deeper than we could during the week. On a Shabbos, we could go through a spiritual experience and make it a part of ourselves, that the next week we're different people, which would mean that the next Shabbos, we would go even higher, which would mean that the next week we're even bigger. And this is the process that goes round and round and round until we become bigger and bigger and bigger infinitely. Pieces are here. We need to be the ones to grab them. So part one is like this. The luchos were broken. That means it's not automatic that we retain our experience. It's not automatic that we remember Torah. But it's not gone, because the Sfas tells us based on the Gemara that once something is given, it's never taken away. The pieces are here. The letters are here. But we need to be the ones to put those pieces together. We need to be the ones to reach out and grab those letters and bring them into our hearts and make them a part of who we are. And the time to do that is going to be on Shabbos. Now let me say two more short points on this thing. What do we know about Shabbos? What are we taught about Shabbos? We're taught that on Shabbos we have a neshama yisera. We have an extra soul, and you could spend days and months infinitely talking about what does it mean that we have an extra soul on Shabbos. Says the Sfas Emes, in every piece he's going to say it slightly different. But in this one, we're going to say it like this. Having an extra soul means that we could rise above where we are standing today. We could go higher. We can get a little bit closer to Shemayim. We can get a little bit closer on Shabbos, because we have an extra soul. The soul comes from above. It's a chelak olakam mimal, so to speak. It's a piece of God. And we could go a little bit higher. Guess what we bump into when we go a little bit higher? What is on top of our heads that's dancing around, that's elusive during the week? The letters of the luchos. Because the letters of the luchos, they flew up into the air, and it's hard to catch them. But on Shabbos, we get an extra neshama. The extra neshama gives us a boost that takes us a little bit higher, a little bit out of this world. Let us go to Shabbos. Let us go higher. Let us reach beyond. And what do we bump into when we go beyond in Shabbos? We bump into these letters. And all we got to do is stick out our hands and take them. And when we take them, we land, we're going to make Havdalah, and we're going to have a different week. Because we've made those letters and we've brought them down and we've put those pieces together and we've made them a part and parcel of who we are. Now, the Arizal, the great and holy Arizal, the Kabbalist, he taught us like this. The day of the 17th of Tammuz was the day that the luchos were broken. Now, the story was that the Jews were serving the golden calf. And Aaron HaKohen, Aaron the high priest, he was trying to push them off. And he told them that Chag LaShamacha, he says, wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a big day. And we know that that day, that Chag, that festival that Aaron spoke about tomorrow, what he was really talking about was the 17th of Tammuz. And we know that's one of the saddest days in history. The luchos were broken. But Aaron said it's going to be a festival tomorrow. What did he mean it's going to be a festival tomorrow? If tomorrow, today, 17th of Tammuz is from the saddest days. And our Arizal told us, and it's really a Mishnah, but he put it into this pasuk, that tomorrow doesn't always have to mean literally tomorrow as in the next day. Tomorrow could mean in a future existence. And what this means is that when Mashiach comes, all the fast days are going to be flipped on their face. And all the saddest days of the Jewish year, of the Jewish calendar, are going to be turned over, and they're going to be the happiest days. They're going to become festivals. It's going to be like Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. We are going to celebrate the 17th of Tammuz. And that is what Aaron was alluding to when he said, Chag LaShamacha. Tomorrow is going to be a festival. Tomorrow means down the line when Mashiach comes, this day is going to be a festival. But what do you mean it's going to be? Why would the 17th of Tammuz be a festival if the luchos were broken? And the answer is, like we said before, because the luchos were given. And once they were given, they were never taken back. The only thing is that they're in pieces. The only thing is that the letters are flying in the air and they're not automatically on our hearts. But the luchos were given and they're in the world. And it's a big day today. And one day it's going to be a festival. Because when Mashiach comes, what is Mashiach going to do? Mashiach is going to give us all those letters. He's going to give us all those pieces and he's going to put them back together and we're going to have the first luchos complete again. And we're never going to forget a word of Torah. We're never going to forget a spiritual experience that we had. Any elevation is going to become part of us. And our sages teach us that in the world to come, the righteous people are not going to rest. It says, Yelchu mechayel alchayel. They're going to go from level to level. That means that it's going to be an experience in the world to come of going from level to level, higher and higher and higher, which means we're going to retain everything and add on and add on and add on. Today, in the world that we live in, if we reflect on it in our last 2 minutes now that we're going to talk, the world that we live in is a world of experiences which come and go. And then we have a new experience which comes and goes. And then we have a new one which comes and goes. Imagine living in a world where every experience became a part of you. And then you added on your next experience and you became bigger. And then you clothed yourself with another elevation, with another Shabbos. Imagine if we would collect up the inspiration of every Shabbos, of every Yom Kippur, of every Chanukah and Purim. Imagine what we would look like. We're mourning today the fact that we don't look like that, because the luchos were broken, which means that things could come and go. But it's not a loss, because the letters are there, the pieces are there. We need to make an effort today. It's hard, but we could do it because it was given. Once it was given, it's never taken back. The only thing that we're told is it's going to be a lot harder for you. But we could reach out and tell Hashem, we want those letters back. We want those pieces. We want to join those pieces of the luchos. We want to rebuild the puzzle of our lifetime. And when we do that, the pieces come together. And we slowly grow and we become bigger and we become bigger and we become bigger. And it's a never ending. It's an infinite cycle. When we do this, Hashem will look at us and he'll say, surely, that look at my people. Everyone's grabbing lettuce. Everybody wants these lettuce. Let me bring Mashiach. Let Mashiach come. Let him. Mashiach is going to be the ultimate puzzle maker. He's going to put and rebuild those first luchos. And we're going to get there and we're going to feel the level of revelation that everything we go through becomes a part of us. We're just going to go, Yelchu mechayel alchayel. We're going to go from level to level to level. We're not going to rest in a good way. We're going to go, we're going to go, we're going to go. So I promise 20 minutes. I'm going to stop in one. To recap, the 17th of Tammuz, the luchos were broken. But we have the pieces. What is the purpose of the pieces? The purpose is because anything that Hashem gives, he doesn't take back. It may break, it may become hidden, but the pieces are there. The letters are there. We just need to be the ones to put them together. The difference between having them together or not is, do we retain our Torah or do we forget it? Do we go through life that experiences come and go, that our Torah comes and goes, or do we do our best to grab a letter, make it a part of us? Today is a day where we mourn the fact that it's not easy. But we're also happy because we got them. And once we got them, it's ours. Knock it out. Go for it. Grab as many letters as you can. Put every piece together. We do that, Mashiach will come. B'mheira, v'yameinu, amen.